About 3 weeks later, the king of Blefuscu sent his officials to ask for peace between the two countries. After the Blefuscans had arranged everything with the Lilliputian officials, they came to visit me. They had heard how I had prevented the king from destroying all their ships. After thanking me, they invited me to visit their country. However, when I asked the king of Lilliput if I could visit Blefuscu, he agreed, but very coldly. I learnt later that he and some of his lords considered I was wrong to have a conversation with enemies of Lilliput. Now I was beginning to understand how difficult and dangerous political life can be. A few days later, I had another chance to help the king. I was woken at midnight by the cries of hundreds of Lilliputians outside my house. "Fire! Fire!" they shouted. "The queen's rooms in the palace are burning! Come quickly, Man Mountain!" So I pulled on my clothes and hurried to the palace. A large part of the building was in flames. People were climbing ladders up the walls and throwing water on the flames, but the fire was burning more strongly every minute. At least the queen and her ladies had escaped, but there seemed to be no way of saving this beautiful palace. Suddenly, I had an idea. The evening before, I had drunk a lot of good wine, and very luckily, I had not made water since then. In 3 minutes, I managed to put out the whole fire, and the lovely old building was safe. I went home without waiting for the king's thanks, because I was not sure what he would say. Although I had certainly saved the palace, I knew it was a crime, punishable by death, to make water anywhere near the palace. I heard later that the queen was so angry that she refused to enter any of the damaged rooms ever again, and promised to take her revenge on me.